they in the home place. And John came to visit his sister and brother-in-law in Fayetteville, and Barry thought that John would be a good salesman for his store, so he asked John to come to Fayetteville and look after his store. And so John was already in love with Georgia. And so he married Georgia and brought her as a bride to Fayetteville. And he had charge of the of Papa's second store, really, but what they had built that line of brick stores, which are there now, you know, and Papa had the three in the center. He built the three in the center, and one of them was his store, and the one was a drugstore, and the other was a post office. His store with a drugstore on one side and post office on the other was the part that he owned. And after he had it rented, I mean, after he had it going with Uncle John at the head of it, and one of the clerks that came from the country to help clerk there was here. And let me see who else. And Charlie went to work at the bank up there, you know, just up above there, the Blaylock Bank. And then Papa. In the meantime, Papa, his young wife and her sister were afraid to live alone in that big house and in a new town, and so there were a lot of people, the ordinary of the court, who had an office in the courthouse and lived out in the country, and he wanted the right to live in town, so he was the first boarder, Dan ordinary, and then Colonel was a lawyer, and he needed to be in town, and his people lived way out at Bennett's Mill, so he was the second boarder, so those were the two first boarders to keep these girls from being afraid while Papa was out about his business.
That's how the house got started?
Oh, we haven't come. We're still in Stockbridge. We haven't come. Well, anyway, he didn't stay in Stockbridge very long because he didn't have any real business there. Just kind of, he had friends in Fayetteville, and he had visited Fayetteville, and some of his family had lived in Fayette County, and he decided to, I really got ahead of myself, he decided to move to Fayetteville, and after the first child was born, Maud was born in Stockbridge, and she hadn't had any medical attention, but she had a very bad headache, and Papa didn't know anything to do about it. He had some laudanum. He thought gave her a few drops of laudanum. That was something very poisonous, you know. And I don't know whether this came at the same time or not, but anyway, she had what do you call it when you go crazy?
Convulsions.
She had convulsions and was unconscious when her baby was born, and she had made baby clothes and had them hidden. Nobody knew where they were. She hadn't told anybody where they were. And so when she came to from the convulsions, why, she heard a baby crying. It's the first she knew about having a baby. And told them where the clothes were. I just had to wrap the baby up in something.